Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we're diving into a platform that I know so many of you love and sometimes hate. Yep, Instagram. So if you've been feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or like your content just isn't landing, this episode, my friend, is for you. And Instagram is, and I mean always changing, always evolving, and keeping up can feel like a full-time job. And that's why today I'm sharing the strategies that I'm loving right now. What's working, what's trending, and how you can get visible on Instagram in 2024, 2025, and beyond without burning out, okay? Without burning out. From reels to carousels to optimizing your profile, I'm going to cover it all today in this episode. And I want you to take it a step further and get a customized game plan. My one-on-one power hour sessions are here to help, but more on that later, okay? Let's get into it. So I want to start by painting the big picture. What does visibility even matter on Instagram? Why does it even matter? Because if no one sees your content, it doesn't matter how good it is. And in 2024 and 2025, Instagram is a crowded space. To stand out, you need to be intentional about your strategy. Visibility is about more than just getting likes and follows. Please let us get past that. It is about showing up in front of the right audience, building trust, and ultimately driving people to take action. That's what I care about. Whether that's buying your product, booking your service, or even just DMing you to learn more, it all starts with being visible. So let's get into the fun part. The strategies I'm loving right now and how you can boost visibility on Instagram. These are the exact tactics I'm using and recommending to my clients, and they work. I'm never going to tell you nothing that I haven't tried, that my clients aren't trying, that I'm not seeing other people do, that I see that's working. Okay, so here are the strategies that I am loving right now. Prioritizing reels. It's just honest. Instagram is that place. Reels. Instagram is still heavy on pushing short form video. And if you're not using reels, you're leaving a lot of potential visibility on the table. But here's the thing. Your reels don't have to be over the top or complicated. Simple, easy, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, okay? The key is really to make them relatable or entertaining. I want you to think about quick tips, behind the scenes moments, or even you can answer some FAQs about your business. For example, if you're a business coach, you could create a reel that's titled, 3 Mistakes You're Making in Your Marketing Strategy. Short, sweet, to the point, impact with value. Boom! Like these podcast episodes. And don't forget about the trend of audio. It works still, okay? Even if your content is evergreen, just put some sound on it, okay? So it can help it boost some reach. I know. Instagram wants us to use the features, friend. They want us to use the features. The second thing that I really know is working is carousels, okay? Carousels are my favorite way to pack a ton of value into one post. The best part, Instagram loves carousels because they encourage people to spend more time engaging with your content. And here's how you can make them work for you. Think of carousels as mini blog posts. Start with the hook on the first slide, 5 tips to boost your Instagram engagement, per se, right? Then break it down slide by slide. Use bold and easy to read text and a mix of visuals and keep it interesting. I do this for my clients all the time and I use Canva. Yep, Canva, super easy. And don't sleep on the last slide. Always include a call to action, whether it's to save the post or share it or DM you for more info. And I don't know if you've noticed, Instagram has started to share like the second slide. If you scroll, you'll see like it doesn't, some people's posts that you see, the second slide is what you see. So they really want you to make that second slide the most powerful one too, because they're going to show that to more people too. And then I'm really loving Instagram stories. So stories might not get the same reach as reels, okay, of course, or carousels, but they're where the magic of the connection happens. 100% stories are your chance to show the human side of your brand. Think of behind the scenes, sneak peeks, a day in the life, or even polls, question and answer to spark engagement. But listen, the key here is consistently post to your stories daily, even if it's something simple like sharing a motivational quote, asking a question. Remember, the goal is to stay top of mind to your audience. Okay? Then let's talk about optimizing your profile. Your Instagram profile, friend, is like your business card. It is often the first thing people see when they discover you. So make sure it's working hard for you. Start with a clear, searchable bio. Who are you and how do you help people? For example, mine says, I'm a marketing strategist that helps women, entrepreneurs, and people in general, but I'm empowering multi-passionate entrepreneurs. I'm the host of the Social Media Decoded podcast. I'm a speaker, coach, and I want to help you build your dream biz together. Okay? And it says I'm a marketing maven. So think of how you want to simplify. Short, sweet, to the point. And don't forget your link in bio. You know, you already know I use Stan. If you want to use Stan for your links for your courses, let me know. DM me the word Stan, and I got a free 14-day trial for you, my friend, okay? If you want to make it easy for people to find your offers, freebie, or anything else you want to highlight, Stan is easy. And I got like a 14-day free course. If you don't even know how to use Stan, I'll send you an email every day that teaches you how to use Stan and all of its features, okay? All of its features. And if you're ready to create a customized Instagram strategy and you want to get results, my one-on-one Power Hour sessions are for you. Whether you need help with content ideas, real strategies, or optimizing your profile, together we will map out a plan that is tailored to your unique goals, okay? If that sounds of interest to you, click down below in the show notes to book your session today, okay? And, oh wait, I'm going to give you a special code so that you can get some money off because you listen to this podcast and I want to help you. And if you want that help, I am here and ready. Okay. So the word is decoded. Okay. The code is decoded if you want to book that session. So if you click down below in the show notes, enter the code decoded and you will get that discount. Okay, friend. Now that we talked about the strategies, let's address the elephant in the room, consistency. Because what's a good strategy if you're too burnt out to stick to it? That's the truth. Here's my advice. Work smarter, not harder. Plan your content in batches. Right now, I am recording podcast after podcast after podcast. This is the third podcast I recorded today. I got a week's worth of podcasts. And then tomorrow, I probably will record three more to get ahead in the month. Okay? Plan your content in batches so that you're not scrambling to post every day. You can use tools like Later or Planoly to automate your posts or even Canva. And remember, done is better than perfect. It's better to show up consistently with good content than to wait until everything is perfect. And that is the honest truth. Post the content, friend. And I want to also tell you to give yourself permission to take breaks. Your audience will understand if you're not posting every single day. Sometimes I may not post a podcast. That is okay, isn't it, friend? Quality over quantity, always. Okay, remember that. Now, let's recap. The Instagram strategies that I'm really loving right now, friend, are prioritizing reels, mastering these carousels, and leveraging stories for connections, and a really optimized profile. Now, these tactics are simple, actionable, and designed to help you get visible without you feeling overwhelmed. So you take that and implement this today, okay? Please. But if you're still feeling stuck or unsure on how to make these strategies work for your unique goals, you already know I got you covered. If you want to book a one-on-one power hour, click down below in the show notes. Remember to use that code DECODED. And let's create a personalized game plan for you, okay? I would love to help you take your Instagram to the next level. Friend, this has been a power punched episode, okay? Thanks so much for tuning into the Social Media Decoded podcast. I appreciate you so much. If this episode gave you some clarity or inspiration, please share with a friend, leave a review, and let me know what Instagram strategy you are most excited to try out, okay? Until next time, my friend, happy posting. You got this, okay? I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.